BJP MBE is coming out of retirement, and now you're just hanging out with the members of parliament down in the Big Smoke. Brilliant. Lifestyle for the rich and famous.
Well, as you used to say, Robbie, that's just how I roll.
Just how I roll. Okay, so come on, JP, talk us through the big breaking news yesterday.
Oh, it's just that we're down to our last few players, and just before the break off for the league started, I was looking at our squad, and realistically, we had 21, 20 fit players, and after that, you're into the 17, 18, 19-year-olds who only got 3 or 4. Appearances, so I put my name down just in case it happened, and then we played against Leeds, suffered another 2 or 3 injuries, and we a suspension at the moment and somebody else going home. We're down to our sort of like last 15 or 16, so that's when I just thought I'm going to have to play, I'm going to have to use that planning that I decided to do, I'm going to do it.
I think it's absolutely brilliant news. It's given me and Robbo faith that maybe one day we can do it also. But actually, how's your fitness? How are you feeling? How's the body feeling? Obviously, you look after yourself. You always have done. You've been an athlete for the majority of your life. But, you know, have you had this in the back of your mind that you have to keep the body ticking over, keep the hamstrings stretched out, etc.?
Yeah, I've been doing a bit over the last 6 weeks, trying to get something like, and then I had the first training session yesterday, which was a bit of a skills conditioning session, which was it was a tough session in this in the heat as well. So I was feeling it the back 20 minutes of the session, but I'm not going to be the player I was in 2015. I'm just going to go in there, try a bit of leadership, and hopefully contribute for 10, 15 minutes each half.
Mate, I don't think you're going to be too far removed from what you were when you left the game in 2015. The reason why is because you've had approximately 8 months to prepare for this game. That's a positive. There's got to be a positive. If you thought about it, you know, if you were coming to the back end of your career, if last year they said, actually, JP, we're going to sign you on, we're going to contract you, but you only have to play 3 games, we're going to give you 8 months preparation for it, you probably would have jumped at it, thought, yeah, I'll do that.
Yeah, I would have done, but part of that 8 month preparation is probably spent most weekends in the pub. So that's the thing that might quite kind of hamper that kind of preparation.
Well, JP, I know you're a busy man, and we wish you all the very best this weekend. Are you going to get a start this weekend?
No, hopefully the idea is for me to come off the bench. I've got another couple of training sessions to get through yet, and then we'll make a call on Saturday, and if I do, then that'll be the plan to have some impact off the bench.
But you will be. Oh, well, so you've actually not made the team yet?
No, I've not made the cut yet. No, oh, I'm in the 19th, but not made the cut.
You need to have a word. I thought you were a director of rugby as well.
Well,
can't you just use your authority?
No, it was the easiest contract ever negotiated. But,
did you give yourself win bonuses and all that sort of stuff?
No, I just signed on the dotted line.
Well, you might have missed a trick there. JP, we're all going to wish you the best of luck for this coming weekend. Hope your preparations go very well, and I'm sure you're going to bring a whole heap of layers to the team. Actually, Luke Robinson just wants to add a little question.
Don't get injured too bad. You've still got a testimonial to do for me, JP.
I'll look after myself for you, Robert.
Good, cheers, mate.